The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, welcome to the Why Pod, where we ask questions that you would have never thought of with answers you won't hear anywhere else. My name is Grant, and here with me, the man with all the answers, at Rob is Awkward, on Twitter, Rob.
Hey.
Are you glad that I tagged you in there?
I know. Now it's going to alert me, so when anybody likes that or retweets what you just said, it'll notify me on Twitter.
I mentioned Twitter, because it kind of has to deal with our topic today.
I had no idea.
The question is, why is the pound sign now called a hashtag? And everyone's hashtagging on Twitter these days.
Yeah.
All the young kids.
Well, I feel like a lot of this is because of what's popular nowadays versus what was popular back in the olden age.
When is the olden age?
It is approximately the 20th century.
Oh, okay. That's very olden.
I know. Only 16 years ago. No, but I think that pound was something that people said to each other. Because, you know, like when you do the fist bump thing and it's like, pound me, bro. And you fist bump people. That's like the olden way of doing things. Now you don't even have to say anything. You just put up the fist bump and you make it explode. And that's a symbol.
So you're like, hashtag me, bro. And then you fist bump?
Exactly. No, that's not. No, that wasn't where I was going. What I'm talking about now is fist bumping isn't in these days, but breakfast is. And what Twitter was trying to do is they were trying to create, like, they were trying to, like, find their niche market, and they were like, you know what's getting really popular? Brunch. And they were like, we're gonna call this something very similar to a brunch item, and then hopefully people will confuse it and then replace it. So they had hash browns, and they were like, if we just call this a hashtag, people will forget about hash browns and just use our stuff with breakfast. Like, they'll use the Twitter with breakfast or brunch. Like, they'll hashtag some orange juice, some toast, I guess.
Now, I was really confused where you were going with that, but you brought back together the hash browns. It really made sense now.
Yeah, the gears in my mind were turning, and I just had French fries. So I'm thinking on the potato level right now.
So the original meme for the pound sign was about fist bumping people? Like, they would write a fist bump into their text?
Well, it's just, like, if the internet had come out during the 20th century at any point, then it would have been like, oh man, pound me on Twitter or something. That sounds dirty. However, people would say, like, oh, spring break was great. Pound spring. Pound swimming pool. Pound ocean. That's a summer thing.
But then execs at Twitter were like, we're hanging out, eating some brunch. I got my hash brown casserole right here, or my hash browns.
Exactly.
I just want everyone to know, hash browns are awesome.
Yeah, it's like, well, hash browns are in, because, like, I feel like our generation, we're not really, like, there's, like, a talk of, like, I don't know if we're Generation Z, or if we're, like, a part of the millennials, but I feel like we can easier, like, it'll be easier to describe ourselves as, like, the hash brown generation.
So we need to be the hash brown generation.
Yeah, because it's like, you know what a lot of people, like a lot of young people like these days? Brunch.
That's true.
Do you know what's good with brunch? Hash brown.
It's like the main thing of brunch.
Exactly. It's like, you don't get brunch for like the egg or the bacon. Well, you do want the egg and the bacon, but you're really there for the hash brown. Because nothing beats out the hash brown.
You always need a foreign potato with your food, so.
Exactly. Whether you have the french fry at night or the hash brown in the morning, potato is just like a very flexible, like, vegetable.
So, weirdly enough, it had nothing to do with potatoes. I don't know why the hashtag controversy didn't come from potatoes like you thought.
I feel like you're lying to me.
It actually had an original name before it was called the pound sign or the hashtag.
Can I guess the name?
Yeah, sure.
Hash pound.
No. It was
pound hash.
It was called the Octothorp.
The Octothorp?
The Octothorp.
O-C-T-O-T-H-O-R-P?
Yep.
Octothorp? Yep. I'm calling it that from now on. What are you talking about? This is way better. I want to be the Octothorp generation.
It's Octo because it has eight sides, and Thorpe is like a surname. Whatever that means.
I used to call it tic-tac-toe thing before I knew what it was.
But it was actually called the hashtag. Well, not tag, but hash. Way back, even in 1961, before social media.
The olden age.
Yeah, before social media. The social media kind of added the tag part of it. But the reason why is called a hash, but we also call it pound, and we didn't call it hashtag until recently. Yeah, not because of breakfast. It's because in Britain, they had typewriters, and pound was their currency symbol, and the H key was also the pound symbol for their currency. But in American typewriters, they put in the hash sign, but it was still called the pound key. That's why they start referring to the hash symbol as the pound symbol.
That is an interesting backstory. Not as interesting as brunch, but...
No one would ever go to brunch with the hash symbol. Like, no one would ever think that. Only you.
I would bring a hash symbol to brunch. Because it's like, you know, it's comforting.
Would you bring an Octothorpe to brunch?
No, an Octothorpe is something you bring on, like, an adventure. It's like, guys, pack the car, I've got the Octothorpe.
Now would be a very good time to wrap up the episode, but as we wrap up, we can input a hashtag for people to contact us on Twitter with a why question.
That's a brilliant idea. So, how about hashtag Octothorpe, the word, not the symbol?
Or Octothorpe YPod.
I don't like that as much.
Just always refer to your hashtags now as Octothorpe.
Hold up a minute. I'm going to look this up on Twitter.
Why would our hashtag be hashtag Octothorpe?
Hashtag Octo.
This is going to be on forever. This is going to be our permanent hashtag. And you want it to be Octothorpe?
No, it's not going to be our permanent hashtag.
We can't just have one hashtag for one off episode. You need a permanent hashtag for all our why questions so they can contact us on the Twitters.
Or you could tweet at RobIsAwkward.
Yeah, there you go.
But I guess hashtag Octothorpe YPod, that's kind of long though.
No, you just use Octothorpe. I'm just saying a hashtag is Octothorpe.
Hashtag Octo.
Stop, we're not using Octothorpe as our hashtag. YPod. There's no way, no one can actually ask us a question because that hashtag's so long, they wouldn't fit in the 140 characters.
I was just saying that.
Look up the letter Y in pod. Look up the hashtag YPod. People are already asking questions. Not to us, though.
How about hashtag Octothorpe YPod?
That's so long.
Okay, how about hashtag Octothorpe WP? Zero results.
Yeah, but...
Hey, we don't pick what we have as a hashtag. The rest of the internet decides based off what's left. Okay. We're late into the game.
The hashtag chose us.
Hashtag OctoTHorpWP.
So if you have any questions for us that you want us to answer, just type in that hashtag on Twitter and we'll probably see it because no one else will ever look that thing up.
Nope. And you should also tweet it at RobIsAwkward and
at GrantTBowling. Thanks for listening.